Okay, we're starting on page 332. Simen Shin Chofres Se'if Chof Tes. Page 332. Simen Shin Chofres Se'if Chof Tes. It's the last line on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Mi Shin Nigfa Yodoy Oyuagla, person who injured his hand or his foot. Sim Sabiyayin Kedela Amid Adam onto page Kusam Chazayin. You're allowed to use wine to kind of shrink it, condense it, contract it really, in order to stop the blood, meaning lahamid hadam is to stop the blood from flowing. But he shouldn't use vinegar because it's very strong and that would be considered refuah, healing. And if he is mu'unag, which means he is a, what's the word? Delicate, I suppose, something like that. He's used to comfort. Then even to use wine in this case would be like using vinegar, and it would be asa. Okay, what is this all about? Go to, back to page 332, Mishnah Berurah, the bottom of the page, last line. Sis cotton, sadi aleph, shenigfa. He wounded, injured his hand or his foot. Shenich shele velakzei, tripped over whatever, and he banged it, hit it. We're not talking about when he injured it through metal. Not that he got cut with metal or anything like that. And we're also not talking about the back of the hand or the foot. The ilu nikvu gabon, which would be at the back, onto page Kusamach Zain, or the wound came through metal. Sivav, we already discussed in Sivav and Siv Zayin, do bichlal makashish b'sakon and machal na'alel shavah. Those types of wounds that we just mentioned now, with some sort of came through metal, etc., those are considered to be dangerous, and he can actually do malach on Shabbos to heal or to save that person. Siv cotton sadi base, avaloi, b'chemetz, but he can't, a person who can put wine there but can't use vinegar because it's very strong. The kosh can be yain saf, and certainly he shouldn't use yain saf, like whiskey, to put on the wound. Sadi gimel mu'unag, if he is a very delicate person who enjoys his pleasure, very comfortable. She'or basari rach, he's got very tender skin. Chol davashu chazak sas, anything which is therefore a little bit strong. Kasher le basari would say mitzvah rapeh. Right, if you have a soft skin and a strong thing like vinegar, or even wine, in this case. If it's very soft skin, so it's actually going to kind of close up the skin, shrink the skin a bit, and it will heal the skin, and therefore it's not allowed on Shabbos. Sif Lamed, mi she nishmata perik yadoi oy raglay mimakoyimai, a person whose arm, hand, or leg became dislocated, lo yishaf shefena, how be b'soinin, you shouldn't rub it a lot with cold water, shezeu refu asay, because that is the way of its refuah. And you can't do refuah on Shabbos. Ela roichet kadal kevim nisaf nisaf, you can just wash it in the regular manner, and if it heals, it heals. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Sadi Dalet, mi shenishmata, a person who, again, dislocated his arm, his leg. The hainu sheyotza ha'etz mipek shalai. Right, it came dislocated, right? It came out. V'ayla kamon sif mem zayin b'ma shenechtoiv sham b'mishnah Berurah. And look what we wrote later on, mem zayin, what the Mishnah Berurah said. Sif lamed aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch. Sipoiren sheperusha, a person whose nail, or the top of his nail, came off somewhat, or starts to come off. V'tzitzin, and cuticles, shen kaminut suri stakos, like thin strips of skin, shepeu shumei or haetz besav, which is spread and they started and they came off somewhat from the skin of the finger that's around the nail. So we're talking about fingernails or cuticles. In peu shuruban, if they came off, the majority came off, we have to work out how to define that is, what it is. Klape mala, upwards, again, we're translating literally here because then we have my colleagues showing you what this means. That klape mala, if they came off, most of them came off klape mala, upwards, and they are paining him. La asirim biyad muta, to remove them with the finger, your hand would be permitted, pull them off. The kli pata of alasa, but to use a implement to do it would be an issa d'rabbanon. That's all in the case when they've come off, majority has come off. We'll have to define that. Okay, loy perushu rubam, but if not, it's only a minority of it that came off, and the rest is still connected. B'yad pata v'lasa, b'kli v'chayev chatas. If he did it by hand, it would be a drabonon, and if he did it with an implement, a clipper or something, that would be an issa d'oraisa. Okay, so what are these terms? Well, first we have to deal with the term of, we said, if it's klape mala. If they came off klape mala, the Gemara says it. So machlokes v'shenu what that means. The Peirush Rashi, klape mala, upwards, klape roshei etzboisav, in the direction of the tops of the tips of the fingers. That's called klape mala. That's the case where if they came off majority and they're paining him, he'd be allowed to remove them by hand. But Rabbeinu Tam Peirush, he holds what's klape mala the other way. Dehainu klape aguf, upwards means towards the body. The nail was torn towards the body. But you have to be machmir for both opinions. And if you are machmir for both opinions, there's not really a heter here to do anything, because we're not sure which direction is the permitted one and which direction is the prohibited one. Okay, says the, if once you say that in the Shulchan Aruch, there's not much doing in the Sif. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cotton, tzadihe. In Peirushu Rabban, if the nail, the cuticle came off, the majority came off, but Tzipoyren hainu roiv Tzipoyren, when it's talking about the nail, it doesn't mean the whole nail. It means that the top of the nail has come, the part that's coming off has come off, on the majority has come off. It sits in, and when it comes to the cuticles, I don't know how to measure the majority when it comes to the cuticle. The nail, I can work out, he says, but I don't understand what he means, what the Shulchan Aruch means, or the Gemara means, by the majority of the cuticle, because how do you measure it? But it could be that whatever's normal for people to kind of pick off or peel off, if most of what would usually be taken off is already detached, Katolish Dom is considered to be already halachically detached, and there's no issa d'oraisa to remove it. And therefore, we're talking about a situation of pain, so we waive the issa drabon. That's when you do it by hand. That's the idea. Lasim biyad muta, sadivov, the kevish apirushu ruben, since they're majority off, kroivim linatek, ukatolish dami, they are almost considered full, they're detached already, and they are considered to be halachically detached. Many times we find that in halacha, that when something's majority, it's considered to be finished already. So if majority of it is considered to be halachically detached on a d'oraisa level, therefore, in a situation of pain, which that's the case over here, when he's paining him because his nails in that way, or his physical pain, or the cuticles in that way, they did not apply the gezeirah drabonon, the normal drabon that would apply, because you may see it as long as you're doing it in an unusual manner, meaning by hand and not with a implement, not with a clipper. You've got to be careful when you do take off the nail in this case, that blood does not come out. That's the prima godim. Sadi zayin, like Peirush Rabban, but if it's not the majority, only a minority kind of came off, peeled off. And even if it didn't even start to come off and you came and you picked off a nail or a cuticle, that would be an issa d'rabbanan. It's not the normal way to do it. It's going to be considered to be a shuni to pick off a nail or to pick off cuticles. The normal way to do it is with a clipper. But he's taking on over here that even in that case, it would still be offer, even if you do it by hand. But if you use an implement to remove a nail or the cuticle when it was only partially off when you started, it wasn't majority off. Chayev chatas, to use an implement, use clippers. Sadiches, right, dehu, toilada de goizes, because that's considered to be part of the malacha of goizes, of shearing, to cut off a nail, cut off a cuticle. Ayin lakamon, 17 mem, the alocha is what to say over there. Does it compare to the malacha of goizes? He's speaking there very briefly about when you shear wool, it's because you need the product, you need the wool. Here you don't need the nail. Famous discussion, we'll get there again. Maybe we'll talk about it. Okay. Sadites, lishnei epirushim. You have to be machmir for Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's explanations. What does that therefore mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'lachein, afilu pirushu rubon, even if most of the cuticle, most of the nail came off, since you don't know which direction is permitted, if it came off in a certain direction, there's only one way it's permitted. It's machlokes v'shenu what that is. Also, litlam afilu biyad, you can't even remove them by hand. So this whole heter of this sif is now basically over, because it only works when you know what the pshat is in the Gemara's words, klape male, upwards. But since the machlokes v'shenu which way upwards is, you might be doing it downwards. You don't know which is which, and therefore the whole heter is gone. Okay, moving on to sif lamed beis. In the Shulchan Aruch, Chachoshesh b'shinov, a person who has a toothache, la yigma bohen chemetz v'yifloit, a person should not gulp vinegar and then split, wash it, put it all around his mouth and then spit it out, because that's an act of refuah. Ava megameu boilei, what he can do is gulp it and then swallow it, or imetabo boikadako, or just dip something in it, you know, dip something in the vinegar and eat that thing, and by doing so, then you are you're going to get the vinegar in your mouth. Just, it just looks like you're eating, so that's okay. So that those would be oides. Hachoshesh begroin, a person who's got a sore throat ache, literally. Loi ya'au enu b'shemen, he should not gurgle oil. Avabaylehu shemen v'misrap is over. He can swallow oil if he wants, and if that helps the back of his throat, wonderful. Okay, but gurgling oil, if you're going to spit, means you're going to spit it out. So that looks like an act of refuah and would be asa. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf. Choshev between a person with a toothache. But asa, again, you can't, a person with a toothache, the Shulchan Aruch said, you can't gulp vinegar and spit it out, but you can gulp it and swallow it, or you can dip something in the vinegar and eat that. V'adin yain sraf gam kein dinah kamei chometz. Whiskey has got the same din as vinegar because it's soothing to the toothache. But in the case of great pain, Chayadam says you could be lenient in such a case of great pain to keep, you know, to drink a little bit of whiskey, keep it in your mouth a while, and then swallow it, and then that doesn't look like an act of refuah. Looks like you're drinking whiskey in an interesting manner. Okay, Oid Kosser, he also writes in Chayadam, do adin asad it dasu ten alashen neglech oi shepiritus. V'subin chamin. You cannot apply to your teeth, a person who's got a toothache, he should not apply, spice it, not spice it, which one is it? No, what's the word? Basamim, the use of basamim usually. Spice. A particular spice, okay. Or you shouldn't use spiritus, which is spirit, alcohol. Right, you shouldn't put a spirit, shouldn't put alcohol. So, on the tooth, nor should you put hot bran, which apparently helps as well. These are all unusual things to put in your mouth. You wouldn't usually do it. And to cause him muchok jilofu, and therefore all of these things, clearly he's doing it for the sake of healing. Unless he's got great pain from it, and a case where his whole body is in pain. Else, if you're dying, we said then he's already in the category of a real choler, and then these things are okay. But we did say over there in Sif Yud Zayin that if a Jew is going to be applying these things, it needs to be done in an unusual manner. But the Chayadim concludes that if there's no way for the Jew to do it in an unusual manner, he can even do it in a regular manner. And to apply these things for a person who is in his whole body is considered to be in pain and not functioning as a result of the toothache, then these things will be okay. Again, ideally with a shinoi. If you can't do the shinoi, then in the regular manner. Kuf gimel lo ya'au enu. So we said in a person who's got a sore throat, he shouldn't gurgle oil. Gargle. What's the word? Gargle. Gargle. I said gurgle before. That's a different person. You shouldn't gargle oil. So, peirush sheyashe hashemen befir. What's gargling? I mean, what's the word mean over here? It just means to keep it in your mouth, keep it in your throat. But I feel im yivla levasev. Even if you end up actually swallowing the oil, it doesn't help. The mukhah milsa levur avil, because it's clear that you're doing a refuah by keeping it in your throat a long time. Because you can im yiflatenu, and even all the more so, it looks bad if you're going to spit it out, because then you're not even consuming it. There are those who are lenient to say this. You are going to swallow it, then it's okay. The only problematic case according to that then would be if you would spit it out afterwards. Kuf dalad b'shemen. So again, gargling with oil. We said don't gargle with oil. Afilu im noisin hashem l'seich anigroin. Even if you put the oil, you don't have oil by itself, but rather you add it to anigroin, which is mesoka, which is beet juice. That would be asa. It doesn't help you to add it to something else. Kufhei, boilehu shemen. We said, though, that what you can do is just swallow oil. And if it helps you throw it on the way down, so good. But yes, oisim, but there's some prohibit to actually swallow the oil. A masik amagan avam, the tolle akol, if you have mokam azman, everything depends on place and time, says the amagan avam. Deim ein dech abrim levroya sham shem boisim okoim asa, because it's not normal for people of that time and that location. In that locale, they never drink oil, so it's clear you're doing it for a fur. And therefore, it will be also Kamashikosav, Sif Lamed Zayin, as we will write later in Sif Lamed Zayin. Okay, Sif Lamed Gimel. Again, it's the last of the long Amudim for the time being. They're all going to get shorter after this. We had quite a few long Amudim in the last week. Okay, Lamed Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Goineach, a man that is groaning, and we'll see what he's groaning from. Mutter Linoik Cholav Mebehema. He is allowed to suckle directly from an animal. Because that would be an Issadra Bonon to do so. And because he's Batsah, he's in pain, they waive the Issadra Bonon. It's not a not. Why is it called why is it drabonon? Milking a cow is deraisa, says the Rambam. So why is it drabonon here? Because it's not the usual derech for a human being to suckle from an animal, and therefore if he does, it's drabonon, and they waive the drabonon because he's betzaa. V'yesh oimim she'im ein loy elatzaa shel ra'av osa linoik me'abehema b'shabbos. And some say that if he only the pain he has is not really a real pain in his body, it's just he's hungry, then a person would not be allowed to suckle straight from an animal on Shabbos. Sorry to tell you. Okay, moving on to Sif Cotton, Kuf Vav. Goineach. What's a goineach? This person is groaning. Why is he groaning? Mekeev libo. He's got heart pains. There's no chashash here of like heart attack. He's just got heart, certain type of heart pain. And he's groaning from it. The age-old refuah for this pain is to suckle straight from an animal. So they weigh the Isidra Bonon of, again, suckling with the Shinui, the Mamokim Sara, because in a place of, in a situation of pain over here, they allowed it. Hainu, the after Iker Chaliv Zabahema Huma Deraisa, even though regular, normal way of milking a cow, let's say, would be a Deraisa, or a goat. Mishur Mefarik, because it's a sub category of the Malacha of Dash, of threshing. As we already learned much earlier in Shinchof. But here he's actually suckling directly from the animal, which is an irregular way of doing it. It's only drabon, and therefore they permitted it for this person who's in pain. And even though we have an established halacha that we know that any situation when a person is ill, his whole body is ill, but he's not in danger, we say that you should tell a goy to do the malacha, and here you're allowing the Jew to do it in an unusual manner. Hacha, shiny, do a fush, like, but it's different over here. But again, why is it better to have, why don't we just say, get a goy to milk the cow and give it to this person? The answer is, or the goat, whatever, the answer is because that's not the refuah. The refuah only works when he suckles directly from an animal, and that's why they permitted it over here, says the Ran. Kuf ches, and then we saw, Yesh Oimim, that if a person only has pain of being hungry, we don't allow him to suckle from an animal. Hi, Loshoin Yesh Oimim, Eimer Dukduk. Even though the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch was Yesh Oimim, some say it's not written accurately. Why? Because what's wrong with writing Yesh Oimim? It implies that the first opinion allows a person to suckle from an animal when he's hungry. The MFA is cute over the club, but it's not really true. It's not mentioned at all. It's not true. The Esher did it too. I feel a bit Yomtiv. Asa, there could be even a quantitative opinion that even on Yomtiv is Asa for when a person's hungry, pain of being hungry. El Adin Bifnei Atzmo, it's an independent din. The Yesh Oimim here is an independent din, not connected to the previous one. Because some poiskim do actually differentiate between Charles and Yom Tov when it comes to the pain of being hungry, and would allow on Yom Tov to do so. Because of Abach Eliyahu, the Alocha, Yeshayim, we do pass on, however, like the Yeshayimim, that it is usher to suckle from an animal just because you're hungry, even if you are pained from your hunger. Kuftes says the Shulchan Aruch said in Kuftes that Tsar Shal Ra'av, if a person just in pain from being hungry, it's asa to suckle. The Dafka Mishim Tsar Chuili Yitu of a loy, but it's only because of actual illness that they permitted it, pain of illness, but not just pain from being hungry. Dak upon him, Mefar Klachayad, because you are doing a drabonon of part of the Malach of threshing. It is a drabonon, the only way is a drabonon for actual illness, pain of an illness. Kuf Yud, B'Shabbos. We said, when a person's hungry, it's also to suckle on Shabbos. But to do that on Yom Tov will be okay. If there's no goy who can tell to milk the cow, he could actually suckle directly if he's very hungry and pain from it. And if he has food that he can milk the cow directly into, then he would not be allowed to suckle even on Yom Tov. Rather, it's better that he actually milks it directly into, by hand, directly into the food. As it says there in Hilchos Yom Tov. Let's just do one more halacha. Lamed Dalad. In the Shulchan Aruch, a woman who is she's nursing, so she's carrying a lot of milk. She should not express milk into a cup or into a bowl, onto a pot, and then use it to give to her child. That would not be allowed. We'll see what is allowed, but that is not. Why is it not? Kufyud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah Tanik, Meshurim Mefarik, because of the Malacha of Mefarik of milking. Okay, Adkan.